Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to The Drive on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Back in on The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, there was a debate today on First Take of who would you rather have on your team, Patrick Mahomes or Derrick Henry. You will not believe who picked Derrick Henry over the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But we're very happy to have our next guest on the phone. He played fullback in the NFL for 16 years. He blocked for 10 1,000-yard rushers in his time in the NFL. He currently does some work for 95.7 The Game out in San Francisco. We wanted to have a big physical running back on the show to talk about slowing down a guy like Derrick Henry. So, Lorenzo Neal, we appreciate you hopping on the show today. Let's start with this. As someone who played in the NFL for as long as you did and has seen as many different styles of running backs have you seen, what's your perception about Titans running back Derrick Henry?
I think when you look at big backs, when you look in the dictionary, you know, you probably see Derrick Henry's name alongside Eddie George, Jerome Bettis, you know, Earl the Pearl, Jim Brown. You're talking about big guys, you know. Even the Rams, you know, you think about who, you know, a couple years back when he had his Jackson, who's had, you know, big back as well. But this guy here, he's been special. It's interesting. You look at the Titans and think about their mantra and having a guy like Eddie George, and now getting a guy like Henry. When you look at Henry, what he is to the Titans, he's their team. He's their glue that keeps that team together. And what do I mean by the glue? I mean, you can look at a lot of teams. When Eddie played, you know, you had Frank Wycheck, you had Steve McNair, you still had guys that can make some big-time plays and do some amazing things. But Derrick Henry, he's a boy amongst men. And I think because the game has changed, but you have a coach who was part of that old school who I played against, Mike Vrabel, who I have ultimate respect for, he and I had many battles. But if you think about who's the coach, think about the team that he's created. He has a running back that reminds him of the days when he played. Corey Dillon, those tough backs, Eddie George. And so the league is not like that now. But when you have a back that's like that, you're righty. And so when you're asking, what does Derrick Henry mean? He's everything. That offense stops and starts with him. When he's running, the team, other teams, when they're playing, the linebackers, they have to come up. They have to play close to the line. Anyone can throw the ball behind the linebackers because the linebackers have to honor the run because Derrick Henry, he's a freight train and he's hard to stop. And you better stop him before he gets going. And that's why you see so many teams have such a hard time kind of keeping him bottled up.
Lorenzo, I said on the show earlier that he's the only running back in the league that the offense is 100% centered around. There's obviously some great backs in these leagues, but most of the time they're either complementary parts to their quarterback or they really complement the passing game. He is their offense. To what you just said, this team sort of goes and has success based on the success of Derrick Henry. I can't think of another team in the NFL that their entire offense is really predicated on their running back having a 100-yard day.
that's very, very, that's very astute, and you're very, very right and very correct when you think that. When you think about the league, and you think about even when people say San Francisco 49 zone read, it's a zone read that's predicated on a running game. Derrick Henry's a guy that gets up to 21 miles an hour at 6'5", 250, 60 pounds, and he's a hard man to bring down. So you watch linebackers. The defense said, hey, try to hit the offensive line, cause a foul, don't give him holes and creases. So you watch the linebackers. Everyone has a fit. So guys are getting downhill. The linebackers at the snap. That's why Tennessee is such a heavy play-action team, because they want to put that belly, the ball, in the belly of Henry, because when you do that, the linebackers have to stay home. They have to stop their feet. They have to come down, because if they stay and just sit and wait and let him sit ahead of steam, he will run them over. He will carry them for a ride. They don't want to be on ESPN. They don't want to make on someone's highlights. So when they do that, when they come downhill to get the fifth, that's when the line, that's when you get the tight ends and receivers can get right behind the linebackers, and that's why you can see the quarterback, Tannehill, can have success because of the fact the linebackers can't get in the zone, they can't get into coverage, they can't get their right drop. So you have windows that are unmutably, that is always going to be there because predicated on the force in the way Henry's running.
Right now we're talking to Lorenzo Neal. He played 16 years in the NFL, played for the Tennessee Titans in 99 and 2000. What do you do if you're Kansas City and you try to slow down Derrick Henry? It's impossible to stop Derrick Henry. I don't think we're going to be having a conversation on Monday in which the Chiefs hold him to 21 carries for 75 yards. But what can you do to sort of keep Henry in check and make Ryan Tannehill and make the other parts on the team beat you?
Well, I tell you what you have to do. You have to look at it and you got to say, what do we got to do? We got to put 8-9 guys in a box, and that means I got to play man coverage. And here's the deal. If I'm Kansas City Chiefs, I have my defensive backs play inside shade. That means they're playing inside, so taking away the inside the field where guys can't get across. And so, you know, they know that it's going to be some motions, because Tim Titans going to say, we got to motion guys, move guys, because they know they're going to play a lot of man coverage. So what does that mean? That means if you get the inside shade and you're playing man coverage, you make Tannehill now, the hardest passes are to throw are the outs. So now you make him throw the out routes. Don't let him throw the ball where he gets his feet set and he can throw right in front of him straight ahead. You have to take away that and make him beat you to the outside and the sideline and perimeter passes. Look for Kansas City to try to play a lot of man, try to funnel everything out, and try to put 8-9 guys in the box. That's the only thing you got to do, because you can't let Henry beat you. Because if Henry gets going, it's too late. Because you see the back of that young man, it's too late. Because if he's even, he's usually leaving.
We asked this question yesterday, and you're a perfect person to ask it to because you played during this era in the NFL. I think these are the four best running backs of the last 20 years: Henry, Tomlinson, Peterson, and Falk. If you're starting a team and you can only pick one of these guys to build your offense around, which one of these four are you picking?
Wow, you couldn't go wrong with any of those guys. Like you said, when you talk about the last, that's a great assessment. When you talk about Falk, you talk about, you know, LaDainian Tomlinson and Adrian Peterson, those guys. Right, here's the difference. If you said, what's the one thing that separates the others from others? Adrian Peterson, AP ran hard. AP was downhill, and that guy, 6'1", 6'2", and was a freight train, break the single record. I mean, he did a lot of amazing things with the ball in his hand as well. The difference is, a guy like LaDainian and Marshall Faulk, but LaDainian especially, he was lightning in a bottle. You can line him up at the X, you can line him up at the Z, you can move him around. Look at LaDainian have, you know, over, you know, 700-800 yards receiving, and that's one thing that Derrick Henry, yes, he can fast, can probably run just as fast as any of those guys we all talked about, but when you're talking about being able to catch the ball, bring another dimension, and still run hard in between the tackles, LaDainian Tomlinson, I know I've played with the guy, but I'm telling you, played with a lot of greats, and not taking anything away from Derrick Henry. He is a man child. And if you talk about just 4 yards, 4 yards in a cloud of dust, I think that Adrian Peterson and the big boy you guys have, Henry, those are those two guys. But you're talking about all around being able to give you so many other dimensions. And I look at LT and Marshall Faulk, and I'm going to be biased, and I'm going to say, give me LT.
Last question here, Lorenzo, and I appreciate your time. Just wanting to get an outside opinion on the AFC right now. I think this is the most wide open it's been over the last decade. I think that Buffalo is the best team in the AFC. I think they're the most complete team and have the fewest weaknesses. But I don't know if there's a huge gap between Buffalo or Baltimore or Los Angeles or Kansas City or Tennessee. I think the top of the AFC is just really competitive and interchangeable. What's your overall assessment on the AFC sort of moving forward?
Man, that's a great way to say it. I mean, the teams that you named, I would agree with you. I look at the Chargers, I think that, you know, they got to address that right tackle position. You look at defensively, the Chargers, they can't stop anyone, so you can run the ball at them. So their defense is their Achilles heel. Kansas City, I'd be lucky if they make it to the playoffs, so I don't even count them in there. I do like the Chargers. I look at Baltimore. The thing that scares me about Baltimore is you're asking Lamar Jackson to do everything. Lamar Jackson is what Henry is to that team. If you think of the two teams that you said solely depend on two guys, Lamar Jackson, if he doesn't play well, they can't win. If Henry doesn't play well, Tannehill can't go take over a game. Now, he can manage a game, and he can win a game or two, but if you ask him to go for 400 or 300 yards week in and week out, he can't do it. So he's not capable of that. You look at the Chargers, their quarterback, he's capable of doing that every week. So, yes, Baltimore, can he do that? That's the scary thing to me. So that's why I look at Buffalo as the team to beat, because Henry, is he going to get wore down at the end of the year, and can he play at that high of a level week in and week out? And can Tannehill, when he doesn't play well, can he take over? And that's why I don't count Baltimore out, because I don't think Lamar Jackson can take the pounding that he's going to continue to take, still be able to throw the ball, still be able to make all those plays later on in the season. So that's why, for me, right now, if you say who's the two best teams right now, I would say Baltimore and Tennessee. At the end of the year, I'm going to say that Buffalo and the Chargers, because they don't rely on one individual to carry it in a physical manner. So I don't want people to get me wrong. I'm talking about the physicality that those two guys, Henry and Lamar Jackson, have to do in the AFC.
That is Lorenzo Neal. He played in the NFL for 16 years, played for the Tennessee Titans in 1999 and 2000, joining us on today to talk about one of the best players in the NFL, Derrick Henry. Lorenzo, it was an honor to get a chance to catch up with you, man. Thanks for the insight.
Let's do it again soon. Cheers.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.